The prophet Jeremiah in the first reading today uses two incredibly vivid images. The first, he tells us, is an image of the one who puts his trust in human beings. He says that that person is like a barren bush in the desert, that it stands in a lava waste, a hot, dry place, an empty and desolate earth. And in contrast to that, he says the one who trusts in the Lord is like a tree that's planted by fresh water. Its leaves grow despite the heat. They stay green. It's always bearing fruit. Of course, Jeremiah is saying that we should be the latter, the people who trust in the Lord and constantly bearing fruit. Today's gospel is St. Luke's Sermon on the Plain, where we hear Jesus give us various blessings, what we call the Beatitudes. And Luke is unique in that he presents the contrasting woes or the warnings. The Beatitudes reverse the world's understanding of where true happiness comes, showing that it's not found in riches or gratification or entertainment or fame or any of those things. Learning this lesson about discipleship requires faith, especially because the rewards of our faith may not always be clear to us in this life. And I think we have to be honest with ourselves and say that the process of living as a disciple of Jesus is not an easy one. These Beatitudes are a reversal of what the world considers to be important, a reversal of values. Like Jeremiah, we're told that we should rely on God and not on human values. How do we live like this? Certainly, it's not by our own power or by our own efforts. Ultimately, relying only on ourselves, we will fail. How we live like this is through grace, which is God's divine help. Grace comes to us primarily in the sacraments, especially in the sacrament of the Eucharist, where we literally receive the body and blood of Jesus to fill us with the graces that we need to live our lives of discipleship. But grace comes to us in a myriad of other ways as well. And one of the privileged ways that grace comes to us is by journeying with our fellow Christians in small faith sharing and Bible study groups. What's the difference between the two plants in the first reading today? The difference is the water. The water makes the one tree lush and green and producing fruit. Being near God, living by God's grace, is the source of water that makes us grow, makes us bear fruit for our faith. And by journeying with our fellow Christians in small groups, that group becomes a source of grace, a source of that flowing water that each of our lives needs. In St. John's Gospel, in the fifth chapter, Jesus is in Jerusalem, and he is there at the pool of Bethesda. And it was said that the water of that pool, when it was stirred up, had miraculous healing powers. So many people with various ailments would come, and they would vie to be the first ones in the water so that they could be healed. So Jesus goes to that pool of Bethesda one day, and he finds a man there who's been ill for 38 years. And he says to the man, "Do you want to be well?" And the man says, "Yes, but I don't have anyone to put me into the water. Everyone else gets there before me, because I don't have anyone else to help me." Jesus ultimately heals that man because Jesus himself is the true water that heals and refreshes us in our faith journey. Jesus is the water that makes the tree of our faith lush and green and produce fruit. But sometimes we need other people to help us to get into the pool, to help us to get into the pool of the living water of Jesus Christ. So this Lent, which begins in a little more than 2 weeks, we are inviting you to get into the pool of a small group and to let others help you, to let others help you into that water, just like that pool man at the pool of Bethesda. When we get into this pool of small groups, perhaps we're not ready to jump right into the deep end. And so that you can be prepared to enter into this pool, we have different levels of entry. Just like pools have different depths, the pool of small groups this year at St. Mark has different levels. If you're just kind of wanting to touch your toe into the water, maybe a little hesitant, maybe you're just kind of getting back into the practice of your faith, maybe you have some serious questions or doubts, we would invite you to dip your toe into Alpha, where you can journey with others to ask the big questions about life in a safe and friendly environment. Perhaps you'd be willing to go a little further into the pool. Maybe you'd like to sort of wade a little bit in the water of a small group this year. Then we invite you to the search. In the search, we consider where the journey of faith is taking us and what our lives need to look like until we get to the end and the purpose of our lives. Maybe you have some experience with small groups and you're looking for something a little bit deeper and you're ready to kind of get into that shallow end of the pool. For you, we're offering Into His Likeness, where we're going deeper in what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, what it means to have our lives totally changed and made new by Him. And finally, maybe this year you're ready to jump in the deep end. You're ready to dive into the deep end of the pool. For you, we have the Called and Gifted discernment process. Called and Gifted helps Christians to discern the presence of charisms in their lives. Charisms are giftings of the Holy Spirit. We all receive them at our baptisms, but we have to learn to actualize them. And it's by the charisms of the Holy Spirit that we represent Christ to the world, to become a channel of God's goodness and love in the world. In your bulletin this weekend, you'll find our annual Lenten insert. It's also available on our website. And on that insert, you'll find some more details about small groups, what it might mean to get into the pool of a small group this Lent. And that flyer directs you then to our website, where you can read more about each of these individual offerings, each of the depths of the pool. You can find out when the groups are being offered, who's leading them, and then at the bottom, how you can register. If you go to our website, stmarkfalston.org, under the home button at the top, one of the drop-down menus is Get Into the Pool. And you can read much more details about what I've spoken about today. Now's the time for us to be thinking and praying about what our Lent is going to look like, how you could get into the pool of a small group this Lent, how you can let others travel with your fellow Christians to let them help you into the pool and encounter Jesus Christ, who is the true water. We all, I think, and I hope, want to be that lush tree with green leaves and beautiful fruit. Let's use this Lent to reconnect with each other, to reconnect with each other in a small group, and to reconnect with the living water, who is Jesus Christ.